Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. I have a quick disclosure my lawyer wants me to do before we start the show. On this show, I share general information, not medical advice. I am not your doctor. And do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this show. Now that we're done with the disclosure, let's get started. Hello, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. This is podcast number 6. 6 strategies to reverse inflammation and chronic pain. I never thought I would live another day without pain. Every step hurt. Like another 100 million people in the United States, I lived with chronic pain. Something always hurt. If it wasn't my left knee, it was my neck, my back. Something always hurt. And I found that I could only take a few doses of ibuprofen or naproxen before my stomach would just start hurting. It would just be very painful. So I started taking Celebrex, which is a prescription non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, or NSAID. And at the time, it was my answer to the pain. I took Celebrex daily, and unfortunately, my autoimmune disease was very active at the time. Although I was just in my mid-40s, things just kept getting worse. And I remember thinking, the pain is so bad. How am I going to make it 20 years from now in my 60s if things are so painful now? And so I get it. 100 million Americans suffer from chronic pain, and I was one of them. Well, is there a danger of taking NSAIDs? Well, Celebrex did raise my blood pressure about 5 to 10 points. Fortunately, I did not have any of the severe complications from taking my daily NSAID or anti-inflammatory. Not only will NSAIDs raise your blood pressure, but they're also known to increase your risk of bleeding, strokes, kidney failure, ulcers, and a number of things. But these NSAIDs may also cause heart attacks and even atrial fibrillation. And it's been known for quite some time that taking these anti-inflammatories increases your heart attack. And depending on which study you're looking at, this risk could be anywhere from 2 to 4 times higher in people taking an anti-inflammatory in comparison to those that are not. And while it's not exactly clear how NSAIDs can cause heart attacks, it's likely due to their effect on how blood clots or the increased blood pressure, which is a side effect of these medications. Recently, there was yet another study published linking atrial fibrillation to the use of these NSAIDs. Yes, that little ibuprofen or your Aleve, Motrin, etc., can cause atrial fibrillation. And atrial fibrillation is a very serious heart rhythm abnormality that can lead to strokes and heart failure and causing people to feel horribly. But in the study, NSAIDs increased the risk of atrial fibrillation by 76%. Even more frightening is that there was an increased risk of atrial fibrillation for up to even 1 month after they stopped taking the NSAID or the anti-inflammatory. And when I discuss this with patients, they often ask me, is there anything else I can take for my pain? Unfortunately, other pain medicines aren't without risk either. Now there are increased warnings of potentially life-threatening liver complications or liver failure from acetaminophen or Tylenol. And not only can these opiate painkillers cause addiction issues, which we all hear about, but they can also cause people to die from a cardiac arrest by a mechanism which is called prolonging the QT interval. And the QT interval is something that you can see on an EKG. And if the QT interval gets too long, people can go into cardiac arrest. Some of you may have remembered the first antihistamine, non-sedating antihistamine, Celdaphane that came out, and this was actually taken off of the market due to a prolonged QT interval. And so while I was in severe pain, I just didn't see any other way to fight the pain other than to take my daily Celebrex. I knew I was increasing my risk of heart problems, but I also knew that if I didn't take the Celebrex, there's no way I could even go to work. Today, I realize that through lifestyle changes, everything has turned around for me. I no longer need to take Celebrex. It's been months and months since I've had to take one. And this is not something that happened overnight. It took many months for the pain to finally go away. But I know it can go away for most other people as well. So a question that I'm often asked is, how do we know if our bodies are inflamed? Fortunately, there's a very simple blood test that we could do that measures the level of inflammation in our body. This blood test is called a C-reactive protein, or CRP. High levels of C-reactive protein, or CRP, have been linked with atrial fibrillation, heart attacks, Alzheimer's disease, and many other chronic conditions, and also arthritis, and other autoimmune diseases, and other problems. This is a test that can be easily ordered by your physician. For those of you who have already had your CRP tested, it will be interesting to see what happens to your CRP levels as you make lifestyle changes and turn your life around. The goal with the C-reactive protein test is you really want a CRP of less than 1. That is the goal. If your CRP is 3 or higher, you know, your risk of a heart attack is about 3 times higher. So you want to get your inflammation level down. Talk to your physician. This is a very simple blood test that could be ordered, your CRP. Well, we're on this subject of reducing inflammation and trying to reduce pain through reducing inflammation. Let me give you 6 ways to reduce inflammation and pain. Number 1, stay physically active. Physical activity helps us to reduce inflammation. If something hurts, there are physical things you can do like stretching, yoga, or strength training that can help to reduce the pain. Withdrawing from all physical activity just because something hurts somewhere in your body, it's only going to make things worse and cause more pain down the line. Number 2, avoid foods that cause inflammation. We know what these foods are. Sugars and anything that acts like a sugar, flour, white rice, potatoes. Also, excessive amounts of animal meat and processed foods all cause our body to become inflamed and to hurt. If we can focus on real foods, we can allow our bodies to heal over time. So if you want to reduce the pain and inflammation, minimize the sugar and anything else that behaves like sugar in the body. Minimize animal meats. Fish is great, but minimize animal meats. And minimize, even avoid if possible, processed foods. Number 3, eat foods which reduce inflammation. And yes, there are anti-inflammatory foods. These are, as you might guess, fruits, vegetables, your legumes, which are beans and lentils, oily fish, nuts, seeds, and whole grains, except when there's wheat flour that can, or flour, the flours, which is, it causes it to behave like sugar. But these can help to reduce inflammation and pain. So focus on fruits, vegetables, legumes, oily fish, nuts, seeds, and whole grains minus the flour. Number 4, maintain an ideal body weight. Fat cells aren't just sitting there storing fat, but they're also secreting many hormones and other substances which cause inflammation throughout our bodies. Also, the extra weight causes a lot of wear and tear on our joints, and our body is, over time, will wear it out. As your weight comes down, as you get lighter, the pain will lessen, the inflammation will reduce, and you're just going to feel a heck of a lot better. Number 5, get your stress under control. Stress causes inflammation. It magnifies how your body perceives pain. And make sure you do something for stress relief each day. And it can vary from person to person. It could be reading a book. It could be yoga. It could be exercising. It could be going for a walk. It could be being with nature. Whatever it does, whatever works for you, being with your family, I would encourage you to do something for stress reduction each day. Number six, discuss alternative treatments for pain with your physician. There are potentially anti-inflammatory supplements like fish oil, herbs, which not only will it make your food taste better, not the fish oil, but many herbs. But these herbs and spices, some of which can also reduce inflammation. Some of them would be like ginger, cinnamon, curry. These are all wonderful things that can make our foods taste great and also reduce inflammation. Also, acupuncture, massage therapy can also be very helpful for long-term pain rather than having to take medications. So let me summarize these six things. Number one, stay physically active. Number two, avoid the foods that cause inflammation. That's sugar and anything that behaves like sugar in the body, like flour. It's of minimizing animal proteins. And it's also minimizing processed foods. Number three, eat the anti-inflammatory foods. Fruits, vegetables, legumes, oily fish, nuts, seeds, and whole grains minus the flour. Number four, maintain an ideal body weight. Number five, get your stress under control. Number six, discuss alternative treatments for pain with your physician. So what have you found that helps you with pain and to reduce inflammation? I would love to hear your comments. Please come onto my website, www.drjohnday.com. Leave me your comments. Let me know what works for you. Please share the love. Share this podcast with others. We have a wonderful newsletter where you'll never miss a thing that I have. It comes out weekly. You'll love it. All of the free seminars, free whatever, there are things that we offer through the newsletter that you can't find anywhere else. Please subscribe, share the love, go on to iTunes, leave us a rating. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you inside our next podcast. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. John Day of the Dr. John Day Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.